The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We have a couple of guests in the studio today. They are Michelle Coleman, the center manager for the Thumb Area Community Health Center that opened in late February. We also have Jeff Reinarts. He is the director of communications and development. And we're going to be talking about the center. They have a grand opening, kind of a way for the community to take a little peek at what goes inside coming up next Tuesday. So I want to thank you both for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
First of all, Thumb Area Community Health Center. What basically is a community health center?
Well, we're our company's, it's health delivery, and actually we're here to serve the Great Lakes Bay region and beyond. We had 20 locations throughout that area, and now 22 by coming up to the Thumb. And what it is we came here because the community asked us to. Through many, many meetings and many applications to send in for a grant, because it's hard to open up a community health center without getting some grant money. But we did that with the help of the community and the support letters and everything we got. We submitted the grant, got approved, and so here we are. We opened up the end of February with a federally qualified health center right in Bad Axe, which is awesome for the community.
And what does a community health center target? I mean, we have a lot of physicians, we have a lot of hospitals, we have a lot of clinics around. You're actually going to be targeting a particular group because the other doctors don't want to lose their patients. You're looking, as I understand it, for underserved?
Basically underserved, but we do accept anyone, and any patient is welcome. But primarily, it's going to be the uninsured or Medicaid patients. And then, like I said, we do have regular insurance as well. But through the insurance marketplace now, there's probably a lot more insured people, possibly. So we basically are open for anybody, but primarily that Medicaid or underinsured. And if you have no insurance, we accept that as well.
There's a lot of people kind of had the misunderstanding that when the federal health thing went through, everybody was going to have insurance. And there are people who can't afford insurance,
right?
Even with the subsidies and everything else. They either don't have a job or their income is so low that anything is basically going to be cutting into food and other essentials they need. So these are the types of people initially you target, but anybody can actually use the service.
Yeah, anybody. Because, I mean, there was, like you just said, we want to think everybody got insurance. Well, you know, they didn't. And we are here to help you, if you don't have insurance, possibly qualify for Medicaid and get you Medicaid. But if you have no insurance at all and you can't afford it and you don't have Medicaid, we do have a sliding fee scale. And Michelle probably can talk a little more about how the sliding fee works or whatnot. But if you have no insurance at all, we do have a sliding fee based on your income.
And we just ask that patients come in and bring us their proof of income or proof of any kind of subsidies they may get through DHS or any other program. And we use that as proof of income, and we can qualify them for reduced fees to see our physician.
Okay. And what type of physician services are you offering? General practitioner? Do you... Are you into obstetrics? Are you into children? Are you into the geriatrics? Handle a little bit of everything?
A little bit of everything, but in Bad Axe, the site currently is seeing pediatrics through geriatrics. We don't have OB on site here. We would refer them to a local provider to provide OB services.
But basically from birth to
everybody.
The end of the line?
Yep, everybody. Absolutely everybody.
Come on in.
We will be their primary care site, I mean, if they want us to be.
And that's a term that maybe we should define, primary care site. You basically, when you go there, are assigned a primary physician. This is somebody you're generally going to see, unless, of course, they're on vacation or something,
right,
every time you go in there. So you build up that doctor-patient rapport. They don't have to start by going through the whole list of the standard questions you get every time you go to a referral you know, because all of this information they've seen already and they know you.
It's consistent office staff and consistent providers. So when you come in, you're going to see the same face every time and feel comfortable.
Yeah. We want to be your patient-centered medical home is basically, I don't want to say a new term, but kind of a new term out there, where we want to follow the patient through everything from I mean, if you come in with a cut on your finger, we still want to know, help you with your nutrition, whether it's exercise classes, you know, that we offer, or help you with your medications, monitoring those. And part of being a patient-centered medical home is we want to keep you out of ER. We want to help you through your illness or your overall health. And instead of going to ER, part of being a patient-centered medical home, which is really hard for us actually, is we need to be open day of. So to get your appointments, you know, day of. So you can call in the morning and say, I really need to see my doctor today. We will do everything possible to make that happen. Instead of saying, no, it's going to be 3 weeks. We will get you in here and hopefully keep you out of ER.
And I understand that you also, and I hope I got this correct, I think we talked about it before the show, you offer people help in actually getting to the center. That if they need to use some area of transit or they don't have, can't drive or whatever, you try to help find them a way to get there.
Yes, we actually are working with Thumb Area Transit. I don't know if that's been...
It is.
So it has been solidified. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that, Michelle.
We have bus tickets available for individuals who do access Thumb Area Transit for transportation to our office. We will make sure that your ride to your appointment and back home are covered so that you can get to your medical appointments.
And sometimes that's the limiting factor.
It is.
You just can't get to the doctor because they either have to have a relative or a friend drive them there, and if they're not available or working or whatever, it just takes a little of the hassle out of it.
Yeah, it is. I'd like to even back up a little bit and just mention that, you know, health delivery may be, I hate to say it's Saginaw based because it's not. That's where administration is. But we have sites in every community that we're in, and it's the community's health center, not ours. We're there because of the community, and we hire local people, local providers. We don't ship people in and whatever. It thrives in that community. It really becomes part of that community. We're in Shiawassee County. We have two centers in Shiawassee. We have two centers in Bay City. We're in Bridgeport. We're in Saginaw. We're in Imlay City. We're in Belding. Now Bad Axe, and we really become part of that community. And we want the people around here to understand. And it's not just limited to Bad Axe. It's not just limited to Huron County. No matter what county you're from, you can still come and visit us if we're the closest site for you, by all means.
A lot of people in the northern parts of Tuscola and Santa Lac County find a shorter trip to Bad Axe or an easier trip up 53 than to go all the way into Caro or Sandusky, so it might be an easier way to go.
Yeah, exactly. And we even have specials, I don't want to say specials, but discounted rates on medications and so forth as well to help people with their medications.
That was the other thing I was going to ask, because seeing the physician is the first step. Usually there's something you're going to have to get to treat whatever you came in for. And sometimes the prescriptions can be a problem, but I imagine you folks know the generics and everything else that can try to make these things affordable.
Exactly. Yes. And we have relationships too with the hospital that we want people to understand that if you need to be hospitalized or if there's hospital reasons, that we will, you know, refer you or work with Huron Medical Center on that.
Okay. Because, you know, people, you know, it's a whole ball of wax. It isn't just finding out what's wrong with you. You gotta go the next step to correct it.
Right. Exactly.
What type of services, is it basically exams? Do you do more testing in your office because you can do so? What goes on in the office?
We provide in-house urinalysis testing. We do a lot of immunizations and injections for providers, or our providers provide for the patients so they don't have to go to other providers to get specialized care. We can do a lot of testing for different types of flu, meningitis, things like that. We also do full care for an individual, from pediatrics through adult and geriatrics.
We also have a working relationship, and actually a center, if you want to call it. I mean, it's actual a site with behavioral health. I don't know if, Michelle, you want to talk a little bit about that?
We do, yeah. We have... our site inside of Huron Behavioral Health is also an FQHC qualified center, and we provide primary care to the individuals who seek services through Huron Behavioral Health. It just improves access to quality medical care, and it's part of the big push to have integrated health care to everybody. And being in Huron Behavioral Health has proven to be very, very valuable to the patients there.
It's not one or the other. Sometimes it's the combination of also not only getting back to health, but feeling back to health that makes the difference in the quality of life.
Treating the whole person.
Yeah, exactly.
And obviously you started off with some grants for this. Is that going to get you through until the buildings come in?
No, actually, when we got our access grant, we call it an access grant because they give you a grant to build a new access site or a new access point. And it's never enough.
Well,
so,
you know,
ever.
Anybody who has a paycheck can tell you that.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, at our grand opening, we did get help, and we can talk about that in a bit, but we did get help from Blue Cross Blue Shield. Mm-hmm. We wrote a grant to them to help us just with equipment, supplies, you know, because that grant money just, it goes fast, put it that way. So they're going to be presenting us a check for $48,000 at our grand opening, even though we're open, but at our celebration, if you will, that they gave us to help buy equipment and everything for the location.
Because people don't always see the delay that care providers get with, you know, you provide the service, you've done the expense outward, and then you have the paperwork to submit it, there is a review sometimes, and then there it goes to the bill paying part of it, and then it takes time for them to cash a check and get it over to you. I mean, there can be months delays in this, and you kind of need a cushion to get through that, because you still have everyday expenses in the interim before you're starting to get the reimbursements back.
Yeah, that's true. And in fact, a lot of people think since we're a federally qualified health center, that we're federally granted, you know, funded with a big grant. And that's actually false. We do get a grant from the federal government, but it's about 17% of our actual budget. So we need, you know, 83% coming from something else. So that's our program income, which is going to be our Medicaid patients. You know, Medicaid is a good thing for us. You know, we accept the Medicaid patients and the insured. So, I mean, we do get grant funded, but that really covers the uninsured part of it. Like we keep saying, if you do not have insurance, we'll still accept you, and we'll accept you as a patient.
And if you do have insurance, copays and all the rest kick in like you would.
Yeah, just
else,
like regular
it's
clinic.
The place
yeah.
You can go.
Yep.
Okay. The community brought this about. Is this an essential part of getting it going? I mean, it seems like if there's a firm that can do this, you might look at communities. Well, they need one. Is it more essential the community wants it, rather than they may need it and don't know they have the
well,
option?
Well, I'll talk a little bit about it. Then Michelle may want to talk. She was actually coming from the community side at the time. The community was trying to get a community health center open up here for I don't know how long, but for quite a while. And it's hard. There's a lot that goes into it. So they actually contacted us. Since we have, you know, we're a federally qualified health center, but I like to put an S on it. You know, technically it's one center with a bunch of sites, but, you know, to the public, it's a whole bunch of centers. So it's easier for us to put in the grant and put in the application, if you will, to try to open up a new site. So the community came to us because it's hard to do on your own. And in all honesty, we actually put it together and applied for the grant and got denied. So that's when we just went, maybe try again next year. I don't know what we're going to do. So I know the community was really disappointed. We were disappointed. And then it was just kind of out of the blue a few months later. I don't know if the federal government went through a reapplication process or what they did. But then we got a call saying we were funded. And that's when we went, wow, now the work begins, because are we ready for this? But yeah, we are. And, you know, Michelle maybe knows some of the background, because like I said, she's from the area. She's from here. And she was part of the community asking us in to open up. But we're here because of the community.
It seems that we were hearing from the community that there was a big gap in individuals who could not seek primary care services, whether it be for women's health, immunizations, well child visits, or just family planning. It was very difficult for some of the people in our community to have access to that kind of care, whether they didn't have insurance or who they were seeing was no longer in the area, or they didn't have the right kind of insurance for a provider. So with health delivery in the Thumb Area Community Health Center, we can provide all of those services, including acute care, whether you have insurance or you don't have insurance, including Medicaid and Medicare.
It sounds like, you know, people will get almost full service treatment as you go in there. And is there a push to get these more into the communities now with the health care law and such? Is this one of the best kept secrets of the government right now that this may be a possibility for other communities?
We like to think we are one of the best kept secrets. One of the problems with health delivery is we've never marketed ourselves as health delivery. Like, people I know are going to start referring to this as the Thumb Area Community Health Center, not Health Delivery's Thumb Area Community Health Center. So getting the word health delivery. So a lot of people don't know us, if you will, but yet they know Bayside in Bay City. That's our health center there. Well, it should be Health Delivery Bayside Clinic or health center. Jane Street in Saginaw is probably our most popular health center, but everybody knows it as Jane Street, not Health Delivery. So we in generally we'd like to think are one of the best kept secrets, but in all honesty, every community we are in, the community loves us and we have a great relationship. So it's always a win-win. So why there isn't more, I don't know. I mean, it's our patients, community leaders. We have to have a good relationship with the hospital and the dentists involved. Otherwise, it just doesn't work. So there's really not a competition, you know, with Huron Medical Center. They really want us here to help with the underserved. So it is, I think, the best kept secret. And it would be nice if more of these were in areas, especially in rural areas where it's hard to get your health care. And you wait till you're so sick or an illness is so bad, so you just go to ER. You never really have that primary physician that can help you and kind of help you maintain your health. And that's what our goal is.
And preventative care, which stops and nips it in the bud before it's a big major expense.
True.
And health delivery really does thrive and really tries to initiate that thought process in our patients that come in, because it's if a patient has diabetes, they'll be assigned a nurse care manager to help them through the process of learning about their diabetes and learning to manage how to control their blood sugars to keep them healthier for a longer period of time. It's a really an important aspect of a service we provide is the nurse care manager.
Yeah. Once people come to visit us, it's nice. It's nice for everyone. I mean, people don't go, if you don't have insurance, you don't get health care until you're so sick that you have to. I mean, if you don't have insurance, you can't go see a doctor, you know, every week. Not that you would anyway, but I mean, you just wait till it's too late. We're set up to say, no, come in. We will accept you if you don't have insurance. And we will, like you said, manage your case and keep you healthier and prevent. You know, that's our whole goal. So don't wait too long. Just come and visit us.
A lot of times doctors will tell you that's the biggest problem, is getting them in the door before there's a major problem.
Yeah.
You talked about diabetes. You can prevent amputations, vision problems, all the whole list that goes down with diabetes.
Yeah.
If you're managing it and can get on a program that keeps you from going further down the road there, it saves costs for everybody.
Right. You know, one of the things we even do is we try to bring care to communities or organizations that need it. I mean, like I keep saying, I'll sound like a broken record, but we're here because the Bad Axe area, Huron County in general, and even surrounding counties wanted us here. We offer services at Wolverine Human Services and St. Vincent's to like incarcerated children, basically. In the past, these kids that you know, are incarcerated, if they had to seek primary care, you know, they would bus them, you know, in shackles and orange jumpsuits to local clinics, if you will, and they'd sit, you know, and it's embarrassing for them, it's sad for them, it's uncomfortable for the people in the waiting rooms. You know, if you're sitting in a waiting room and all of a sudden, you know, these people come in shackles, you know, it makes you a little uncomfortable. And it was just a sad situation. So Health Delivery stepped up and said, hey, why don't we bring care to you? So we actually send providers to them to actually do their primary care right at their site, so they don't have to leave and whatnot. You know, those are some of the things that we do. We actually have a health center, an actual health center in Saginaw High School. It's not going to see the nurse. You're going to the health center. That's actually within the school, and Arthur Hill School as well in Saginaw. Because once again, the areas, and especially in children, who you don't have insurance, you tough it out, you know, rub some dirt on it, and that's not a big deal. Where we want to bring care to these, you know, to these kids, and that's an actual health center right in the high school. So that's some of the thinking outside the box that we do. And we mentioned transportation. You know, we'll help with that. We will do anything we can to get people health care.
And when you were talking about the ones in the school, though, I would imagine you'd have to have advance authorization from parents and stuff, because kids just can't come to you and say, I need this. I mean, there's...
Once you become a patient, you know, it's like anything else. You know, there you
but
fill
even
out...
if you're a patient at your clinic and you're underage, you're going to want the parent there with them, obviously, because they're the ones who have to...
Yeah, there's authorization.
It's got to go through them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all the things that we normally think of with healthcare that's still in play.
Right.
Not things done behind parents' back or anything
like
that, because people worry about that. Your office, where is it located? I understand that some people have confusions in how to find you. I mean, you're not straight on M53 or behind the hospital?
We are. We are located directly behind the hospital. There are two buildings behind the hospital. We are located in the building to the left. And if you just drive behind the hospital, you will see the health delivery banners on the outside of our building. The physical address is 1080 South Van Dyke, and we're located in Suite A.
And what are office hours? I know you're looking for patients. You were hoping to start off a little slow to get your feet going in the proper way and not stumble, and now you're looking for more and more patients. When are you open? When are people available to access service?
Currently, we're open from 8:30 to 5, Monday through Friday, but we are looking to meet the needs of the community. And if we see that people need earlier appointments or later appointments, we will adjust our hours to meet those needs.
Because sometimes people are working, they just don't earn
enough to
get the health insurance that would allow for other options.
And taking a day off work can be difficult for an appointment for a child, or pulling a child out of school can be different as well. So that's why we really are looking to the community to see what they would need for appointments. And if it turns out that maybe we need to open up at 7 o'clock a couple mornings a week, we will. If we need to stay open till 7 or 8 one night, we will do that as well. Being an FQHC, we are mandated to provide 4 hours a week outside the 9 to 5 area, depending on the needs of the community. So we will get there as well and be able to provide those after hour or before hour services.
Oh, those government grants, they do come with their strings, don't they?
Yes, they do.
But for a good reason.
Yeah, but they're always for a good reason. You know, somewhere down the line they thought this was going to, but sometimes it makes it difficult to make sure all your I's are dotted and T's are crossed, because they check these things.
And being a federally qualified health center, a licensed federally qualified health center, there's a lot of rules and regulations we got to go by, which is actually good for the patients in the community. But there's a lot of regulation.
Any services you're expecting to bring later into the area? I know once you get your feet wet, you might find needs. You might find different things that the community needs that maybe one community is properly served and maybe we are underserved in.
And that's true. We definitely look at the needs of the community and what services might be underserved. And in Bad Axe currently, we are going to expand into dental shortly. This summer, the dental bus will be up here. The mobile dental units will be up here for several weeks, providing full dentistry services to our patients. And we are looking to expand into providing some psychiatric care as well.
The mobile dentistry is really a neat thing, and sometimes mobile dentistry gets a bad rap. People run into town or run into a community with their mobile unit, do some cleanings, maybe even do x-rays if they have that ability, and then just run out. And there's no real referrals, and that's why they get a bad reputation once in a while, is they just kind of then move on. Where we don't. We can refer. Right now, I'd be referring, the closest one would probably be the Bayside in Bay City. But our goal is to have a permanent dental home up here. So in the future, we would, if we had a mobile unit, we'd refer to ourselves. So we probably wouldn't even have the mobile unit here. But for now, there's been so much need, so many people calling for dental that,
daily. Like
I said, we're not opening this up for us. It's the community is just, you know, on the phone constantly telling us to get up here. So that's why we're going to bring that up here.
I think we were a little overwhelmed with the amount of phone calls that we received for individuals needing dental services in Huron County. And actually, we're getting them from Tuscola and Sanilac as well.
Now, you worked with a hospital as you set up what you have now, to, and the hospital seems happy with, you know, the way you do your services, they do theirs. Do you do the same thing when you expand out to dental? Do you see what the local... You get them involved as well, the local dentists.
Yeah, we try to do what's best for the
community. You're not trying to come in here and take their patients. You're trying to find the people who aren't even going to them.
Exactly. I mean, we do what's best for the community. I mean, we'll talk to community leaders, as we've done already, and continue to, and then try to get a hold of, you know, some of the local dentists and just try to see what, you know, what's best for the community and how can we serve. We don't want to, you know, run into town and take, like you just said, take some dentist patients. We just want to do what's best for the community. And, you know, to take the people that aren't their patients, for instance.
With these types of programs, do you kind of have a, with the federal funds, have kind of a directive that the people who can't afford it, who can't, don't have insurance, kind of come first?
No, a patient's a patient for us. I mean, it seems like people call us the Medicaid clinic, and that's not the case. I mean, yes, we take the Medicaid patients. We want the Medicaid patients. That's a good thing. But we do see everybody, and we're going to treat you, you know, just how you should be treated as a patient. And we take the underserved. We are a nonprofit. We're completely nonprofit. So our goal isn't to make money. Our goal is to make budget. So as long as we can pay our bills, we're fine.
Sometimes when they're trying a program out to help a segment, they target that. But that isn't necessarily the case here.
No, I mean, we'll accept anybody. And we assume that if you are from the local area, you already have a primary care physician, and you're very happy, you got a great relationship with that,
so
that clinic
there,
or that hospital or whatever, stay there. We're not asking for that. But if you don't have a primary care physician, if you don't have insurance, if you have Medicaid, or even if you do have insurance but you're nervous about going somewhere, I mean, come and see us. We will take anything. Our goal is to just take care of the people that, you know, that don't, I don't want to say are not taking care of themselves, but aren't going to see the physician just because they can't, or can't afford it, or can't drive there, either way.
Okay. What's basically going to go on at the grand opening, open house type of thing? Are you going to have tours? Are you going to... You mentioned Blue Cross is going to be there with a ceremonial check.
Yeah, we sent out invites to everybody we knew. I think Huron Medical Center even sent some out for us. Behavioral Health, I think, even sent some out for us. We contacted the local state and local representatives from this area. I talked to the Bad X Chamber, so I think they're inviting business people. And it's open to the public. We want anybody to swing by. And it's going to be just small. We're just going to, our president and CEO, Dr. Coughlin, is going to probably do an introduction. Blue Cross will be presenting us with a check. I don't know if any representatives would want to speak. They're more than welcome to. We have it because we got a ton of support from the representatives. And then I think Michelle is going to have some tours to kind of show the facility, and we'll have some refreshments there. And it'll be pretty low-key, but we just want to show off the center.
And obviously during the time frame, 11 till 1 and a little before and after, you're not going to be seeing patients because obviously they have privacy expectations and such. So
that's correct.
You're not going to be walking into somebody getting an exam.
No.
You're just going to see the room.
Right. And it is the community health center, so we do want the community to come out and see what we're all about.
Right.
Is the space working for you, or do you see in the future maybe having to expand?
Currently, it's meeting our needs very well. We have a very nice space. We have adequate exam rooms. But as with anything else, you hope to grow. And if we continue to add on other services, it's possible that we may need to move to a larger location. But that's down the road somewhere.
Yep.
Well, hopefully not too far down the road. No,
hopefully not
too
far. Yeah. That's right.
No, we won't be leaving the county.
And do you need people to tell you what services they need? I mean, that would seem to me to be one of the best ways to get you folks to know what needs are out there. Do they need to contact you and find out if you have these kind of services? And maybe then you say, well, maybe they need these kind of around here.
And they do that. We receive calls asking us for dental, like I said, regularly on a daily basis. That's what prompted us to look into possibly providing some psychiatric services within our clinic is because we are getting so many referrals and phone calls asking us if we are going to provide that service, because some of our sites do. Health Delivery does provide that service in other locations. So that's, we're looking to meet that need as well. So if somebody has ideas, if the community sees a need, we absolutely want to hear from them. Absolutely.
Yep.
And as always, I imagine it was with any medical facility, patient privacy is guaranteed. All of these that you come to expect from your medical care providers, even if it's government funded, all of these things
HIPAA
still
laws.
Come.
Still
yeah,
still
yeah, we
bad.
Stick to
HIPAA
those.
Laws.
We have electronic medical records.
I probably misspoke with government funded. You probably were going to correct me on that one. But you did get government startup money.
Right, we did get startup funds.
And again, the strings come with it.
Right, right.
But again, the privacy is there. It's your patient records. If you need them transferred to somebody for a specialist or whatever, all this stuff is done like any other office would do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's just being a federally qualified health center, and then adding on this patient-centered medical home, which is a license. You got to apply for that. And you got to do certain things to achieve that. And then the HIPAA rules were very, I mean, yeah, we're, your privacy is fine. And if we need to refer, we have electronic medical records, like we said, that we can send to the hospital or whatever.
And you talked about the patient medical home a little bit. And it's important to know that with that, we want our patients to know that they can access a health delivery provider 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whether we're open or not. There's always someone on call at Health Delivery who can help answer your questions and see to whatever needs you have so that you don't have to access services somewhere else.
They can let you know if, hey, this is really serious.
Yep.
You better get into it.
Yeah,
emergency mm-hmm. or something,
mm-hmm. yeah.
or whether, you know, based on your records,
yep.
You know, you're probably having a reaction to this meds, you know, we'll come in the next day and we're going to take care of you.
Yeah, that I mean, we have
an
a lot
added
of
service.
We have a lot of pride in being a patient-centered medical home. We really do. I forgot the 24 hours thing, too. I mean, yeah, it's like years ago. You can call your doctor anytime. Basically, I mean, you can, kind of.
Yeah, but that was the days he came over and you paid him with a chicken.
Well, that's so true. That's
times they have to change.
Well, our CEO, she's going to, you know, be upset probably if I tell this story, but I'm going to anyway. She's a doctor as well. She's been a doctor with us for quite some time, and now is our CEO and still sees patients, I think, on Fridays or random times, you know, because she's still a doctor at heart, even though she's a CEO. She will still grab her doctor's bag and see patients. She has a couple patients that she still sees at their home. And you just don't get that. Now she's going to, you know, probably get calls from everybody. Hey, I want to see you. I don't. But no, she has a couple patients that she still sees. She just can't, you know, let that go. I mean, it's a wonderful company to work for, wonderful company to be a patient of. And like I said, I mean, just stop in for a visit. Call Michelle anytime, 24 hours a day. Michelle will be the one to talk to you.
You're not going to give out my phone number.
No.
Can we give out the phone number if they want to make an appointment, find out what you have to offer?
Absolutely. Our phone number here in Bad Axe is 989-623-0137.
One more time.
989-623-0137.
And they can call during regular business hours and find out, make an appointment, find out services available, and maybe give you a little background on their needs and what they're looking for.
Exactly. We just want to stress, we're not just a new clinic in town that, you know, is experimental or, you know, whatever. We're here to stay. Part of our license is to stay here. And we want to be the primary care site for, you know, the
whole family.
The whole family. I mean, we'll take everyone.
And especially those underserved.
Exactly.
That's
sure.
The focus that you're starting off with is to make sure that those that aren't seeing a physician,
they can now.
So.
Right.
They
and the biggest thing, if they don't have insurance, stop in anyway. We can possibly help you get Medicaid because maybe you qualify and you don't know you qualify. And if you don't, we'll still see you. But a lot of our patients that are not insured don't realize they do qualify for Medicaid. And we can help them through that process. And then, boom, you know, they got good insurance. So, I mean, that's we can help them with that as well.
And just this April, I believe they started taking more.
Yes.
Yep.
That's when the expansion happened.
And I'll
explain that a little bit because a lot of people don't realize what the Medicaid expansion means. And I'll explain it just real simple terms. Is really, if you made X amount of dollars, you qualified for Medicaid. If you made more than that, you didn't. All they did was move the X a little bit. So now if you made, you know, a little bit, they moved that up. So now the expansion was expanding who qualifies. So like I said, a lot of people may have applied months ago or last year and didn't qualify, so now they kind of give up. No, you probably could qualify now. So definitely just stop by, and we can, like I said, we can help you through that process or refer you to somebody that can help you.
And maybe this isn't a good question to ask, but I've known a lot of people who've tried for like disability, and they're always rejected the first time. You have to go try again. Is it kind of that way sometimes?
Well, I'm going to say yes, just for the fact that now it's expanded. Okay. So that would be a reason to, yeah,
try
because,
again.
Yeah, if you were denied last year and you now you fit that eligibility, you'll get accepted. And maybe you don't. Maybe still will get, you know, you're still above the line. You know, I don't know, but come in and, you know, try.
It's all that you can do is try.
Exactly.
Well, I thank you for being with us today. I hope you get a good turnout next Tuesday. It's next Tuesday, 11 a.m. till 1 p.m., the Thumb Area Community Health Center right behind the hospital. I'm sure you'll have balloons
yeah.
and stuff out there. I'm sure
we might have our dental bus up there, so just look for a big dental bus, and you'll get tours of that. That is actually amazing if you get a chance to look in our dental bus. It does x-rays. I mean, they can do everything right within the bus, so it's kind of neat.
And they like my saying, put drill and fill on the side of it.
Drill
they?
And fill.
I, like
I probably won't do that, but yeah, it's good.
And again, it's next Tuesday, 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. You can stop on out, see the facility, meet the people there, and see if it works for you.
Sure.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our guests today on the program have been Jeff Reinerts. He is the Director of Communication and Development, and Michelle Colton, registered nurse, the center manager for the Thumb Area Community Health Center in Bad Axe behind Huron Medical Center. Again,